relative to, you know, some of the changes that have come more recently. Both of those guys, you know, when you talk about an NBA player as being, you say he's a pro, the connotation that that carries with it is one, first of all, good players, focused, selfless, smart, you know, they just know how to contribute in multiple ways. And I think both of them, you know, have been able to do that for us at various times. With a lot of the volatility that we've had with the roster and injuries, they've had to also to adapt. And then learning, you know, a new system, new terminology, all those things, you know, both of them, you know, are more than capable of doing that. And that adjustment period is still occurring. And like I said, they've been with us longer than Jock and not as long as JK. So they're, you know, elder statesmen right now in terms of their tenure with the Hawks. And two guys that I think, you know, capable of helping us in a number of ways and have. Good to have.
Well, this may be a having your cake and eating it too thing, but is there a way to up your free throw rate? I'm thinking of Kuminga getting 7 the other night. When you still want to generate 40-plus threes, get those sprays out from the paint and the pitchbacks,
yeah,
side of things.
I think so, you know, and I think that really if the emphasis is just on getting to those situations where you have those decisions, which means getting the ball in the paint, however you get it there, whether it's transition or pick and roll or just driving the ball and then making the right decision, you know. And again, some of it, as you said, is personal. You know, there are certain guys that, even on their way in, are able to get fouled before they even get to the rim. But that, you know, we love the three-point line, love the rim more, and love the foul line the most. It's just the most efficient way to score. So something we talk about, the rim revealing itself. And, you know, we just got to be smart about, you know, who you challenge at the rim. And oftentimes, you know, if you're getting your shot blocked, it probably means you didn't make the best decision. But if you get to the foul line, I think sometimes guys, you know, you look at getting fouled as kind of something that happens by, like, randomly. Whereas going in, there are certain guys that have the ability to try and get fouled, and that's kind of their focus and purpose. That's something I think that Jonathan has a feel for. So hopefully, sometimes when you add a player that has a certain skill set or ability, you know, it's just being around someone and seeing them do something like that, guys are able to learn from each other.
When we're just seeing this team 48 hours ago, what type of adjustments do you make with such a quick turn?
I think, you know, when you watch the film, you said the things that if you feel like you can gain an advantage, you know, and there, but sometimes we think of an adjustment as changing something fundamentally. Oftentimes, you just need to do something better that you didn't execute on, and that can be a form of an adjustment. So, personnel, like in and of itself, those are probably the biggest adjustments. So, I think that's a key thing for us. You know, different personnel changes matchups, changes potentially coverages, et cetera, et cetera. Even as far as players knowing tendencies of guys on other teams.
When thinking about Kuminga the other night, you know, players can't go back and rewrite the start of the story, but they sure can rewrite or can write the end of the story. And I got that feeling that a fresh start for Kuminga. I was thinking, too, about the team. This is our group to make this push over the final 20-some-odd games. And a chance to write a story.
Yeah, I think, you know, I said the opportunity that we have, you know, a lot of guys individually and in our group collectively, you know, I think these guys are focused and want to win, you know. And that means some of the younger players, as they've kind of grown over the course of the season, having a chance to contribute, you know, in different ways, you know, on a larger level or, you know, a different level. You know, Jonathan obviously kind of epitomizes that. What I've been impressed with him is just his work ethic, you know, and what you saw the other night, just his commitment to being a good teammate. And that resonated, like, talk about being unselfish, and then there's another level of unselfishness, and refer to it as, like, obvious unselfishness. You know, when someone watches you play and they see that, and I, you know, having said that, too, like, part of that definition is, like, attacking and scoring. You know, when you have the ability to make plays, if you're not doing that, you know, you're not contributing to the team, you know, and we want you to do that. So that definition is something that works a lot of different ways. And the biggest thing for our group to be focused on right now is, because we're not going to become, you know, in a month and a half, a well-oiled machine offensively. We can work towards that and become better in our execution, but we have to defend, you know, and if that is our focus for 48 minutes, you know, I think we'll maximize who we are, regardless of how good we are at it. If that's our focus, you know, that's where we need to. That's where we need to come from.
You talked about some of the adjustment is just better execution. In that first half, the last game, the 2-point shooting kind of lacked, but in the second half, particularly the third quarter, that number rebounded. You guys were able to finish a lot of those shots at the rim.
See, our 2-point shooting.
2-point shooting in the first half compared to that third quarter would kind of blew the
shooting.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see there, and how do you think that can continue into this game?
The adjustment on shooting is usually try to make more if they're good shots. So, you know, some of those shots, you know, I felt that way for Washington. I thought there were opportunities they had where they had some good shots and they just missed, you know. And so you want to take those away. You can't get too focused on make or miss. That said, I think the important thing for us is just your shot distribution. That was the, you know, what I spoke to earlier about the foul line, and the three-point line, and, you know, good mid-range shots. However, you know, what the shot clock looks like, what the defense looks like, and we just got to make good decisions. And I think those decisions, you know, lead to good shots. And usually good shots, if they're open, they're shots you can make, you're going to be more efficient.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.